Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It is Thursday, April 4th, 2024. Here's what's happening today in America. Nebraska electoral changes, earthquake in Taiwan, winter storms, an eclipse just days away. That's all coming up. Then Bill's going to be here with your message of the day. But first, Nebraska is closer to changing their apportionment of the Electoral College votes. So every state in the country is winner take all. So whatever candidate gets most votes gets all of the Electoral College votes, except for Nebraska and Maine. Nebraska is thinking about changing to the way the other 48 states do it. And Democrats are freaking out. Now, of course, they're going to lose the state. Trump won Nebraska in 2020, 58-39. But in Nebraska, if you win the state, you get two electors, and you get one more for each of the three congressional districts. And the Democrats always win Omaha. So they always get one electoral vote from Nebraska. There is a scenario where the Electoral College ends in a 269-269 tie, and that one electoral vote in Nebraska could make all the difference. Earthquake in Taiwan, 7.4 magnitude, 9 people dead, over 1,000 injuries so far. Most powerful earthquake in Taiwan in 25 years. Over 100 aftershocks, one was a 6.5 magnitude. Among the people trapped are 71 miners at two different cement quarries across the country. When I was growing up in Syracuse, New York, we would always get one last blizzard in March and maybe April. And here we are, winter storm alerts for 8 states in the Midwest and the Northeast. Some of the higher elevations in New England could see more than 2 feet. Michigan's northeastern peninsula, up to 18 inches of snow, winds of 50 miles per hour are predicted in April. The eclipse is coming on Monday around 2 o'clock. If you live in an area where the sun gets 75% covered, which is a pretty good band of the country, it would stretch from Georgia to Kansas or so, sweeping northeast across the country. But that's the width of it, that's 75% coverage. It's going to mess with all the animals. Birds will start to flock. Farm animals will go back to the barn thinking it's nighttime. And then the sun comes back out a couple minutes later and they're all very disoriented. NASA has 200 volunteers in 64 counties in the Midwest taking notes on what the animals will be doing. The eclipse also goes over many zoos, so the zoo employees will be in full science mode observing what the animals do. Be prepared for temperatures to drop 10 degrees in the minutes before the sun is completely covered. Also, don't look at the eclipse. It'll burn your retinas just like the sun always does. I'm Mike Slater from Politics by Faith, Bill O'Reilly with your message of the day. Next.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. On this Thursday, there's no question that New York State is in trouble with hundreds of thousands of residents leaving. Generally, poorer folks replace them, so tax revenue drops. Just this week, there is a report spotlighting all the empty office space in Manhattan. Corporate tax receipts will soon recede as well. The state is sinking deeper into debt. Services will eventually suffer. The leftists running the city and state could not care less. They generally despise capitalism and the citizens who benefit from it. They want to collapse the criminal justice system and the financial system. And they are partially succeeding. California, Illinois, Oregon, Washington State are in the same position, destroying traditional infrastructure to create a socialist utopia where equity rules. The collateral damage, of course, is public safety. Some poor neighborhoods in New York City are now literally run by drug gangs who terrorize the defenseless with little fear of detention. No bail is, of course, a get-out-of-jail-free card. Governors Gavin Newsom and Kathy Hochul are playing Monopoly with people's lives. Miscreants, including hard drug dealers, have little to fear in the empire and other states. I hope the citizenry will finally wise up at the ballot box. But it is getting late. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. Now let's go to the mail. Peter McKay, Perkinston, Mississippi. Bill, I'm glad you were in attendance at the funeral for the murdered NYPD detective. I believe thousands of your listeners and viewers would have been there if possible. I feel you represent us all and your presence at this most somber occasion, and I wanted you to thank you that. I believe that everybody watching me, and I was on Hannity radio program talking about the collapse of the criminal justice system in America today, and he said, all of my listeners agree that this is totally out of control. I think the same way. I don't get any dissent on this. I get dissent on most other things, you know, in the mail, but not this. Dayton Robinson, Pueblo, Colorado. Democrats like the COVID pandemic because it provides a feeling of power and control. Not control, but power, you hit it. So the progressive left, the far left, not regular moderate Democrats, they want Washington to control everything. And a pandemic, the government orders you to do stuff. We all know that. So Democrats like that. That's what they want, an imposition of lifestyle from the federal government. That's what progressivism is all about. Georgina Marty, Ocala, Florida. Bill, thank you for giving us the update on Holly. So glad she's coming around. The fact that she follows you all over the place is an act showing how grateful she is. I don't know if dogs and cats and goldfish can be grateful, but I don't know. You know, it's very interesting psychology to watch the pets. She knows something bad happened to her. She knows that she's safe now. That's what she knows as a dog. So she's following me around, which is fine with me. In a moment, something you might not know.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. 443 years ago today, an English sailor was knighted by Queen Elizabeth for his successful trip around the world. During the voyage, he expanded the British Empire to new continents, including North America. Here is the story of Francis Drake. On December 13, 1577, Drake left England to raid Spanish territories in the Pacific Ocean. His flotilla crossed the Atlantic, sailed around the Cape of South America, then moved north. Only one vessel would survive that treacherous trip. Francis Drake then landed near modern-day San Francisco in June 1579. After pillaging Spanish forts along the West Coast, the explorer continued to search for a shorter route back to Europe. He arrived in Plymouth, England 1 year later, personally delivering gold, maps, and detailed information about the New World to the Queen. He was knighted for his efforts. Despite the successful round-the-globe voyage, Drake's exploits went unknown for decades, Elizabeth declaring his trip secret. Fearing another European war, she denied all knowledge of any raids against Spain. However, the journey fueled England's ambition for a global empire spanning from North America to Africa to Asia. London soon sanctioned permanent settlements in the New World, including Roanoke and Jamestown, now in Virginia. Later in life, Sir Francis Drake was elected to serve in Parliament. To the English, he remained a hero until his death in 1596. For the Spanish, he was a hated pirate, forever known as the Dragon. And here's something else you might not know. During Drake's journey into California, the natives he encountered talked of rivers filled with a rare, shiny metal. After searching for a few days, Drake's crew of 80 men gave up, assuming the tales were nothing more than folklore. It would take another 270 years for American pioneers to discover gold in the hills of Northern California. By the way, my maternal grandfather, last name was Drake. Back after this.
Hey, batter, are you ready to hit a home run with flavor? Step up to the plate and swing by Penn Station East Coast Subs, where every bite is a grand slam. Craving a classic Philly cheesesteak or maybe a savory chicken teriyaki? Or how about loading up on their delicious fresh-cut fries? Call it a triple play by ordering Penn Station's signature fresh-squeezed lemonade. When it comes to subs, Penn Station is the big league. Order online at penn-station.com or stop at a store near you. Penn Station East Coast Subs.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.
Transport yourself back in time and explore the fascinating and harrowing story of the Titanic's maiden voyage. Now open at Cosi. Don't miss Titanic, the Artifact Exhibition. This epic exhibit features over 200 authentic artifacts recovered from the ocean floor. Discover poignant passenger and crew accounts and majestic recreated interiors, including the iconic Titanic Grand Staircase. Tickets for Titanic, the Artifact Exhibition are on sale now. Book your voyage at Cosi.org.